From Terminator to Underdog. That's what California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's become ahead of next month's special statewide election. Schwarzenegger is not on the ballot himself, but he has taken on California's teachers, nurses, and public employees with a series of ballot measures that would take power from their unions. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, after weeks of being hammered by attack ads, Schwarzenegger is punching back.
Less than a month ago before California's special election, and Governor Schwarzenegger is suddenly all over the airwaves. For months, he's been taking a bashing from unions portraying him as a power-hungry politician out to get the working people. But this week, Schwarzenegger came out swinging, like in this TV ad running statewide.
The big government labor unions like Sacramento just the way it is. I'm out to change the system, so I'm not very popular with them. So when you see the attack ads, remember where they're coming from. Help me change Sacramento so we can rebuild California.
To do that, the governor is urging voters to pass initiatives that would, among other things, lengthen teachers' probationary periods and force public unions to pull the rank and file before spending on political campaigns. During a blitz of talk radio yesterday, Schwarzenegger stressed that he's not out to get nurses or firefighters. It's their union bosses he's after.
Because they want to hold on to the status quo. They want us to just continue on with the broken system. And what we have to do is we have to make government go back to what it was originally meant for, which is to serve the people.
Unions have raised more than $80 million. Schwarzenegger's spending has topped $30 million. But the governor's critics say his claim of being an underdog is ridiculous.
The governor has raised more special interest money than any governor in history.
Robin Swanson is the spokeswoman for the Alliance for Better California, a coalition of groups fighting the governor's special election initiatives.
The governor has called this special election. He's wasting, depending on which day you ask the Secretary of State, somewhere between $45 million and $80 million of taxpayer money on an election that Californians have said that they don't want on issues that we don't support.
Strategists on all sides say the governor has an uphill battle. During the 2003 recall election, he was the outsider, extremely popular for his promises not to take special interest money. But Bruce Kane of UC Berkeley says Schwarzenegger has a hard sell this time around, given his record fundraising.
The argument made more sense in 2003 than it does right now, and we've spent a lot of time in the state of California trying to parse what he means by the word special interest, because when Arnold says special interest, he apparently doesn't mean businesses, he doesn't mean real estate developers, he doesn't mean wealthy individuals. And so we really don't know whether this appeal is going to work.
But Alan Hoffenblum, a Republican political analyst, says Schwarzenegger has to try and take the higher ground and keep the discourse focused on reform.
I don't know whether he's going to be able to do that in the next 27 or 28 days, but he's certainly out there trying.
Polls show most of the initiatives have failed to catch on with the electorate, but that hasn't slowed down the spending by campaigns for and against. At this rate, next month's special election will go down as one of the most expensive ever in California. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.